coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here.
Got a little, excitement going on for this weekend, the freeway closing. And I put a little question on our Facebook to see what everybody's doing this weekend, how they can stay home and stay off the 405.
Armageddon.
I know.
Or it's any freeway out there.
Yeah, I bet you all the freeways are going to be crazy. So, in fact, we actually have to make our way down to the airport today about midnight. So
this is the day you got to go?
I know. We're so lucky, aren't we? God, I'm telling you. Anyways, well, I welcome all of you to my show. It's called The Kim Pagano Show. It's my show, and I hope that I bring you value every day in every way. And I want to introduce my friend Jeannie. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks. And Steve and Jacob, welcome.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
All right. And I know that, we always are trying to kind of give back there, and we've got something really special that we want to give tickets for.
Yeah. Well, basically, this is my first time doing this summer show at Moore Park College, and it's called Undress.
Undress,
It's a dance show that they do every year, and it's all student choreographed, student produced, student everything. It's a really great show from what I hear, and right now I'm participating in some of the choreography, and it's really, really a good show. So I recommend you guys to purchase tickets online at moorparkcollege.com/PA. So, because of that, I'm going to be giving out some free tickets.
Right,
so.
And ooh, Steve actually has the question. Yeah, so, I want to first give out the phone number at 805-639-0008. But we have a set of tickets for you for the first winner that gets this Friday fun.
Our Friday fun quiz question, we'll call it. So, 25 years ago. Our question is, 25 years ago, it's the anniversary of a divorce of a British couple, and if you can name who that couple is, and that was, of course, on,
what date? It was
the 15th of June.
Okay.
And it was in 1993.
Don't give them so many hints.
I know. Okay.
We want to get as many people as we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, so if you, and also if you, you can also Facebook us too at the Kim Pagano Show. So, but that will be fun. You get to meet Jacob, see Jacob, and I'm sure we will all be there, right? So,
what date was that for Jacob?
I don't know, because he's busy on our phones or going like crazy right now. So, I do also have friends of mine. We call it kind of like the Kim Pagano Show talks to Girl Talk, and then Girl Talk talks to the Kim Pagano Show. But this tonight from 6 to 9 at the Simitown Center Mall, we're going to do a little open house. And if you like Brighton Jewelry, let me tell you, you want to go check it out. Because,
it's a great store.
Good and they're going to have a band there, and it should be good. So my girlfriends from Trudy and Patty.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah, so I got to get them on here. We just keep talking about it, but we just never do it. So that's about it. If anybody else has any announcements that they want me to announce this weekend for anything that's coming up, give me a call. I'd love to put you on the air so we can get the word out, you know. Also, I did, like I said, I put a question on Facebook saying that we want to know what you're doing this weekend to stay off the freeways, because I really advise everybody, you know, it's only 2 days, but, and you know, the amount of money that this guy, the contractor, being my husband and I have a contracting company, and you do too, if you don't get this done, he's got...
Oh, yeah.
big time
deadlines.
Funds. Yeah, tell me the pressure on that.
A lot of people mad at him.
Well, you know, I mean, but I don't know. Anyways, but we do have a really great show today, and our first guest is going to be Amy McCready, and she is a parenting expert, and she shares positive parenting solutions for everyone, you know. And her book is If I Have to Tell You One More Time, and that your kids get your kids to listen without nagging, reminding, or yelling. Can you imagine that? You have an older son, right? But
yeah, but I think y'all go through that time. If she's got a secret for that, I don't know. It seems like, especially with boys. Well, girls, too. There's that teenage time, you know?
Well, actually, it's funny because somebody just told me that, you know, that, what did they say? Question and answered. Question and answered. So, let's see. Do you have a guest? What is that? What does it say? Smart medicine book. I don't know. I'll have to get back to them. So, so that's our guest for the morning. And then we have Jennifer Holland coming on Unlikely Friendships. And you know what? It's kind of, she's actually a author of Animals. And you know what's funny is my mom has all these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
it's her life.
Yeah, and you know, though, I love my dogs, and it's funny how you start to do that as you get older, I guess, you know, I don't know.
But she has friends or animals that aren't
dogs. So go beyond dogs, and you're going to find out, you know, and it's funny how an elephant, like she's got a picture of an elephant with a dog, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it doesn't matter what size or what, you know, and I think that maybe she's going to relate that to, you never know what kind of friends you're going to have, because if you keep it open, the beauty of anybody and pick out their best qualities, it's all good.
The farthest I've gone is a parakeet, and I loved him. but like snakes, I couldn't get. Oh, no, I had a rat once. My son had a rat.
Yeah,
I
my kids have had every single, you know, every single animal
reptile
under the sun. Yeah. the best one was, I think, is it an armadillo? No, wait. What's the big old lizard?
Iguana.
My God, this thing took... I'm serious. The kids were locked up in the bedroom, and his tail, like, knocked all my china off everywhere. It was not pretty. We had to take it back to the preschool. And they were laughing, going, really? I'm going, no, I don't want it. I don't care what you do with it.
Take it back.
Yeah. So anybody that is just joining us right now, thank you for all the phone calls. And our phone number again here is 805-639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I welcome our first guest, Amy McCready. Amy, are you there?
I am here, yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And your book is One More Time. And If I Have to Tell You One More Time, right? And
that's right.
Listen without nagging, reminding, or yelling. How do you possibly do that? I've got four kids, you know. And it's funny, I was just saying, I don't know if you heard me, but, you know, answered or question and answered, right? You know, it's like asked and I forget how she said it. But anyways, it was asked and answered. That's it. Done, you know. So... what I use with my kids is if they ask me, you know, can I be out till 11:30? And I'm like, you know what, I'll go halfway, 11:15. And I'll be, please, 11:30? Okay, back to 11. You know, please, okay, 10:45. They're like, okay, 11. Okay, I get it, you know. So tell me how...
Or you badger and argue about this. It keeps going backwards. So.
That's right. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got on this journey.
Well, thank you. My business is Positive Parenting Solutions, and the book is If I Have to Tell You One More Time. And it started with me being a yelling mom when my kids were younger. And I didn't want to be a yelling mom, but that's what I had turned into. And so I started studying positive discipline strategies that just worked so much better. And then later ended up teaching those to parents for years and have just written this book, If I Have to Tell You One More Time. So it's just positive strategies that really work, proven tools with step-by-step instructions to get parents out of the nagging, reminding, and yelling business, and so we can get our kids to listen the first time. So it's just a lot more fun for everybody.
Well, you know, Amy, it's funny because what happens is we actually just get worn down, you know?
Yes.
And so here, even if we didn't want to say yes, we end up going, whatever, I don't care, right? I mean, and so you don't ever want to get to that point because you still want to stay where you're doing positive parenting.
You do, but it is exhausting.
It is exhausting.
I have a question,
Andy. We want to give parents some strategies to sort of get out of that whole power struggle mode. So if we can avoid some of those power struggles in the first place, then you don't get to that point as often where you're just like, fine, whatever, you've worn me down.
Exactly. Amy, I do want to give out our phone number here to open up our lines for anybody that needs advice from you, as since you're on our line on the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And or you can Facebook us a question, and Steve's on that, and Jacob, so we'll get your question, and we can ask it. So go ahead. So give us some strategies that you have learned.
I have a question for you. It's Jeannie here. When you're raising your kids, I know that certain age, I'm not teenagers, of course, I think are the hardest, but when is that cutoff? Like, I know you're always parenting, but there's got to be a time, like when they're past their 20s or even when they have their own families. It's kind of like you still want to tell no, you know, you got to do it this way, or please, you know, you could see it happening to them. But when is that cutoff where you just should you just back off and never say anything, or should you just always be a parent?
Well, I think in your heart, you're always a parent, right? But in terms of how much, I would say, control that you sort of have over them, mm-hmm. it has to, as they're little, of course, you're going to have a lot more restrictions and limits. And as they get older, we need to gradually give them more positive power, give them more autonomy and independence. Because what we want is that when they're finally moving out of our house, we want them to be able to function as happy, healthy, you know, well-respected adults in the community.
Sure.
So the more, I guess, independence you can give them as they grow, then you're going to be at a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to recognize that, because for some parents, we want to just control everything. And the more we try to control every bit of our kids' lives, the more we try to micromanage every aspect of their life, they're going to fight us back.
Mm-hmm. And they do have to have that independence, I think, right?
Absolutely.
Actually, hi, Amy. It's Steve here. I know that you talk about also battling back talk and how to wean the whining, and I guess, you know, that kind of goes with what you're saying. But how do we do that, first of all? And when is the appropriate age to start doing that to get our kids under control?
Well, see, one of the best strategies for avoiding the back talk in the first place is actually twofold. The first one is to give them more positive power up front, and this can be for toddlers all the way up to teenagers, but give them lots of appropriate choices throughout the day so they can make real decisions. Let them teach them how to do grown-up things that make them feel very capable and important. The more empowered they feel, the less likely they are to back talk and to battle you on every little thing. The other thing that's super important is filling their attention basket every day with one-on-one time and attention. It can be as little as 10 minutes once or twice a day. And Kim, with four kids, I know this can be a challenge.
This is true.
By giving them that one-on-one attention, you're going to fill their basket, and you're going to be amazed at how cooperative they are throughout the rest of the day. It makes a huge difference.
And, you know, I want to kind of add to that is, the big thing that I see, especially as our kids are getting older, is they're in their rooms, and we think that they're safe because they're in their rooms, but because of technology and everything now, they're in their rooms, but their minds and their, you know, they're somewhere else, and we need to keep them safe. And I'm learning that we really need to go in and check on them. Just because they're in our home doesn't mean they're safe.
That's for sure.
You know, and do you have any can you follow up with anything from that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you know, technology is such a phenomenal thing. You know, for kids, they love it. They're just, you know, they're so good at it. But we do have to monitor it, absolutely. I recommend keeping computers out of the bedrooms, charge cell phones, you know, in the family space, whether it be the living room or the kitchen, whatever it is. So we have to put some limits around it. Kids love it, and that's okay, but we need to put limits in place. But I think for us as adults, you know, using technology is a phenomenal way to sort of manage the chaos of family life. Everybody's running in a million different directions. And for me, as a busy, crazy mom, I use the Droid 3 by Motorola, which is awesome because I can have my calendar, my work calendar, my kids' calendars, all the to-do lists in one place, so I always know what's going on. You know, if I'm out of town or traveling, I can stay connected with my kids using video chat. So there's a lot of ways that we can use the technology in a really positive way to stay connected. But I think you make a really good point. With our kids, we just have to put some limits around it and be clear about what's okay and what's not okay in our family.
Right. Another thing that I want to say is I think family meetings are really good. You need to check in with everybody. And I've even heard of a family journal where, you know, maybe our kids can't communicate or they don't want to get in a hassle with, you know, either the mom or the dad. So they kind of just check in. They check in and they write down, you know, had a really, you know, had a really tough time. Well, the next person, you know, so we always kind of know where they're at. So we're really keeping them at our fingertips.
I love that idea. You know, family meetings are just a wonderful way to bring everybody together and connect because we really have so few rituals anymore. And so if you're doing a family meeting on a regular basis, whether it's Friday night or Sunday afternoon, it's one time during the week that you can depend on, that everybody's together, we're doing something fun together, whether we're, you know, adding to the journal or whatever it is, it's just such an important time to communicate and connect. But then you can also use it as sort of a family organizational time because you can discuss, all right, what does everybody have going on in the week ahead? Let's make sure that we know the family schedule. And so it really keeps us grounded, connected, and organized. So I think that's a fabulous idea.
Thank you. And another thing that, you know, having four kids, and I'm learning all these skills, trust me, this isn't something that, you know, every day you kind of learn something, and you got to always be open. But if you have that many kids, or even if you have one child, you know, you kind of want to keep it somewhat organized of what you're going to be doing for the day. So they have somewhat of an expectation. And I think that that will help with their boredom, you know, and kind of keep it a little scheduled. You know, I mean, you don't want to over-schedule, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the frustrations that a lot of parents have in the summer, because you want life to be a little bit more relaxed and easygoing in the summer. But by the end of the summer, it's usually a big nag fest in most families with, you know, there's no structure and the parents are always nagging and reminding their kids to do what they're supposed to do. So to your point, if you kind of put some structure around that, again, they have fun time and downtime too, but a lot of families use a summer contract as a way to make sure kids know what they're expected to do. We don't want mom and dad doing all the heavy lifting. Kids need to contribute.
I love that. Okay, so what would be on your summer contract?
Well, the summer contract would be how you expect your kids to contribute. And the littlest ones, 3 years old up to the teenagers, everyone can contribute. So what are the family jobs that you're expected to do every day? What are the consequences if those jobs aren't done? What rules for technology do you have that we talked about earlier? You can put all of those things in the family contract. Then everybody knows what is expected. And then it's good for your kids because they can exercise some control over when and how they get their jobs done. But they just know they have to get them done. And then it takes you out of the role of bad guy. So you don't have to do all the nagging and reminding. You let the summer contract do the work for you.
Now, do you have a copy of your summer contract in your book?
The summer contract is not in the book, but if parents go to positiveparentingsolutions.com, they can get a copy of that.
Oh, that's huge. Okay. And then, now what happens? Do you think that obviously they have less time when they go back to school, right? So do you have a different kind of a contract for them?
Yes, and I think it can change when they go back to school, but it's still really important that they contribute because a lot of parents think, oh, my kids are so busy during school, and mine are too. They're involved in sports and everything else, but even during the school year, they have to contribute. You know, we're a family, and everybody has to pitch in for this family to function. So there may be fewer jobs on their contract in the school year, but they still have things that they need to do. And your rules may be a little bit different. You know, homework has to be done before any technology or playtime, whatever it is. But you can lay all that out in the contract, and everybody knows what's expected.
You know, I find that that worked for us up until a certain age, and I've talked to many parents that have kids my age, and I'm 63, so you know my kids are grown and they're 35s. Everybody remembers those horrible teenage years. I mean, you can have all the contracts you want, but I'm telling you, they will not. Your child can look at you very nicely, not me, not even being snotty, just don't do it. You know, I fired my son from the pool four times I finally had to hire somebody. And when they're 17, 18, I mean, that's also a time where they have a little leverage. And if they want, if you push them too far, they can leave. So I think, I wonder, how do you handle something like that?
Well, that can be a challenge. And I think, too, Jeannie, with when kids get to be that age, a lot of their cooperation comes from how we communicate with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, instead of, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that, which is kind of what a lot of parents do, communicating with them in a very respectful way. You know, part of being in this family is helping out. Let's talk about what needs to be done. Let's kind of work together to put down the schedule, to put together the contracts. We can get their buy-in as much as possible. But also remember that, you know, you're probably providing perhaps a car that they're available to drive in your family. You may be, you know, providing some of their technology that they have. So you do have some leverage. And so responsibilities go along with privileges. So if you're not willing to do the responsibilities that go along with our family, you know, there's some privileges that may not be available to you. But if we can have that in a really healthy, respectful conversation, that'll go a lot more smoothly for your teens.
Mm-hmm.
And get, you know, I think, speaking of technology, get teens to kind of help you with that. They're so good with technology. So if you're trying to set up your new phone or your computer, get them to help you out. My son just enabled my new phone. I told you that Droid 3. So we're using video chat now. Mm-hmm. So he helped me and taught me how to do that. So that makes him feel like he's helping me. He's you know, really contributing, and it gives mm-hmm. them that sense of positive power.
That's true.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Amy McCready on, and her book is Positive Parenting Solutions. Thank you. And if you have to tell me one more time, and listen without nagging and reminding or yelling. And I do want to open up our lines if anybody has a question at 805-639-0008. Also, I did have a text from somebody, and they were asking, do you have to always pay your kids for everything that they do? You know,
Oh, absolutely not. Glad you asked that question. We really want to get out of paying kids to do chores because mm-hmm. they are part of the family. And you go to work, but you don't get paid to do grocery shopping or do the laundry or cook meals. Mm-hmm. You know, we all contribute because we're part of the family. And so by paying kids to do chores, it kind of sets up that, hey, what's in it for me attitude.
Right.
So we really want to stay away from that. And we all contribute because we're part of the family.
Now, we didn't pay our child for doing... You know, we kind of felt like you did. That's his chores. That's what he is. It's part of the family contribution. But I still had to fire him. But we did pay him for grades because we said that is your job and that is something that you have to devote, you know, a lot of your time. And that's really kind of how we got him to do homework, you know, on his own. You help him for so long, but we really drove home the importance of schooling and, you know, how each year builds on each year and its repetition, and finally it's just going to click for you. And it worked. And so I paid him for A's, and he paid us if he got anything under C's, and that didn't happen too often.
Oh, he paid you for C's?
Oh, yeah. Take back, baby.
You know, Jeannie, that's how my mom did it, too. That's mm-hmm. how she's doing it with my little brothers as well, and mm-hmm. she did it with me. And to be surprised, like, my brothers are just bringing A's all
yep.
the time.
Because they don't want to pay her back.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and it's funny because I know of a family that they weren't doing their, I guess the mom was not doing the laundry anymore. And
oh,
so he went away on vacation. When he came back, everything was cleaned up. And she goes, the boy said to the mom, finally, you're doing your motherly jobs. And she said, that's right. And I'm $10 an hour, so you owe me this much money. So that's been taken off. And she was like, what? And he goes, it's your choice. You didn't do it. And I refuse to have my bedroom or, you know, my house look like this.
Good idea.
There's different things that you can do. So, Amy, what else can you leave my listeners with so that they don't get any whining or nagging and, you know, they don't have to keep reminding their children?
Well, again, a lot of those tools are in the book, if I have to tell you one more time. But I guess the one thing that I would leave you with is watch your communication style. As parents, we tend to do a lot of ordering, correcting, and directing. Do this, don't do that, don't forget your lunchbox, don't forget this, don't forget that. And the more of that ordering, correcting, and directing that you do, it is a guaranteed recipe for a power struggle. So if you can really watch that, cut back on that, do more of what we talked about at the beginning, filling their attention basket with that one-on-one time, giving them positive power, you'll get much better results. And for more information on, you know, how you can use technology, you know, so parents can use technology to manage the chaos of their life, they can get more of that at Motorola.com.
Now, here's a question I just got text to me, too, is if, so say you have a teenager, like you said, Jeannie, you had to fire your son from cleaning the pool, right? Mm-hmm. Is, so you've asked somebody to, you know, clean the car, okay, and they're like, okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But then they never get around to it. How would you handle that?
Well, I think it depends on the age of the child. So if part of the responsibility
is
cleaning the car,
is what they said.
If they're not doing that by the time by which they agreed, well, then they would lose use of the car.
Mm.
So they may lose driving privileges for a week if they're not willing to do their responsibilities that go along with that.
Okay, that's good. You're not on.
Amy, Steve again here. We just got a Facebook question from one of our listeners, and she's a mother of five, and she actually is wondering how a busy mom can really stay connected to her family when they have so much going on.
Well, and that is a challenge, you know, especially when you have multiple kids. So staying connected, again, that one-on-one time is super important. That is probably the most important thing that you can do, even if it's just a 10-minute block, that makes a huge difference, especially in sibling rivalry issues, which can happen when you have five kids.
Definitely.
But then the other thing, I think using technology is an awesome way to stay connected. As I said, you know, the new phone that I have, the Droid 3, it has the video chat. So if I'm away from my kids, I can video chat them so they know exactly what I'm doing, and I can let them stay connected with other family members, the grandparents, by which they agreed, well, then they would lose use of the car.
Mm.
So they may lose driving privileges for a week if they're not willing to do their responsibilities that go along with that.
Okay, that's good.
Amy, Steve again here. We just got a Facebook question from one of our listeners, and she's a mother of five, and she actually is wondering how a busy mom can really stay connected to her family when they have so much going on.
Well, and that is a challenge, you know, especially when you have multiple kids. So staying connected, again, that one-on-one time is super important. Mm. That is probably the most important thing that you can do, even if it's just a 10-minute block, that makes a huge difference, especially in sibling rivalry issues, which can happen when you have five kids.
Definitely.
But then the other thing, I think using technology is an awesome way to stay connected. As I said, you know, the new phone that I have, the Droid 3, it has the video chat. So if I'm away from my kids, I can video chat them so they know exactly what I'm doing, and I can let them stay connected with other family members, the grandparents that live out of town. They can shoot a quick little video for them. So there's a lot of different ways that you can be connected, either with the one-on-one time, the family meetings that we talked about, and using technology to really connect you when you're not there in person. You'd be surprised. If you get a little creative, you can still feel that sense of connection.
I love it. Amy, I thank you for being on our show. You know, I'd love to have you back and talk to us about sibyl rivalry, because I think that's a huge thing. You know, it's weird how sometimes your own family can't be close, you know? Oh, we lost her. Okay. Well, we will. She probably had another interview. That's okay. Well, that was really cool. And if anybody, I will actually post her information for her so that if anybody has any questions. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Saying the more
more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Thank you so much for staying with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie. Mm-hmm. And we've got Steve and Jacob on the board. And we were talking to Amy McCready, and her book is If I Have to Tell You One More Time. And, you know, it's funny, having four kids, and I'm sure you guys, and I'm sure you guys as kids, because you don't have kids yet, is, let me fairly ask this, okay? Do you think that there's anything that should have been done differently that would make you grow up more positive?
Absolutely.
What was it? What would it be?
Oh, I think there's just a lot of different little instances, you know, here and there, support things, and it varies from every family and every kind of parenting technique, but personally, yeah, I feel like, you know,
are you gonna do it different for your family?
Yeah, I guess to? I was the oldest child, so I was like the guinea pig. But yeah, for my family, I don't want to implement any of the strategies that my parents used.
Oh wow, I'm not sure I like that.
I hope you're not listening.
Yeah,
Jacob's over here laughing.
Okay, how about you, Jacob?
For me, it was actually different because I grew up with a stepfather. My mom always took his side, but she always like implemented different things. You know, like to bring the family together. But I do appreciate the way she raised me, because I am a great kid now, so thank you, Mom. But I mean, we did have our up and downs in the family, but still came through.
Right.
So.
I also like what she's, one of the things she said, I think this applies at all ages, ordering, correcting, and directing. Try not to do so much of that, as well as what you really should be doing is try to correct, get that positive attitude to come out. Give them something that they could almost teach you, because I think it, as parents, don't you always feel you're always, I mean, you wake up thinking, okay, I got to tell them to do this. You know, I mean, that's an ordering, correcting, directing definitely causes like a power struggle.
So I did want to ask her one thing, and I want to hear from anybody out there that has any, if they've already had this knowledge or whatever. Are you supposed to let your kids just fall, you know? Like if they, you know, they're walking out and you walk in the room and their homework's there. Do you you drive it to their school? You know, do you, what do you, you know?
Well, I mean, don't know. We did.
I did it every time,
yeah, because
but, you know.
We always said, didn't you always say we made great, we as parents made straight A's until
yeah,
about
I used
seventh
to...
grade, you know? And then finally he took over and did it himself.
I guess there's that line that you know, it's a fine line to cross because you want your child to be able to excel in further grades. You know, when
sure.
they get to college, you know, they can't have their mother turning in their homework.
This
and,
is
and,
true.
And stuff,
I know
so.
A lot of kids that went to college and we were, you know, a couple of the friends were going, oh, God, I wonder how he's going to do because she did half of his work. And
well,
did he really get into that college by himself?
But I don't agree with that. I think if I've seen so many parents that do not help their children. And those children are the ones that are out the bedroom window at night.
This is
okay?
so true. Yeah,
I mean,
you're interacting. But
you have to teach them how to study. That's one of the complaints I think that teachers have today because they say, okay, we are here. We have the tools. We're going to teach your child. But when you go home, that's why there's parent PTA where we need the parents to participate and sit down with them and say, okay, my parents didn't do that. My parents didn't know what a diphthong was, you know. And neither do I still, but my husband did.
What
and
is a diphthong? Them.
I don't know. It's an English something. And they give it to him like in about fourth and fifth grade. And when Eddie came home with that, I just told my husband, help, I don't know what this is because Eddie didn't either. He needed help.
And I think that the strengths of a mother and a father, but then even of the other kids in the household, because I've got, you know, different ages all the way down. Okay, so who's going to do the sugar cube? What is it? The project?
Oh, yeah. The mission.
The mission, you know? I mean,
I've got to do that together for sure.
Yeah.
You run and get the supplies. And
yeah.
If it's a boy,
but
dad
then I
and
remember
son.
Saying, you know, so what did we get? What kind of grade
did we get?
Did we
get a blue ribbon?
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways, well, I would love to open up our lines again at 805-639-0008. If anybody has any comments about their parenting or if they have any suggestions or anything that they want to ask. So I think it's really cool.
Just to piggyback on that, I think that throughout high school and even into college for a lot of people, especially out in Ventura County, not just this area, obviously, but kind of kids are doing what their parents want them to do. So their parents want them to go to college and they want them to get good grades in high school. And it has to be something that you want to, or else you're just following a path that you really don't know where you're going.
Yeah. So you're saying you really need to support your kids. You really do.
Well, yeah, but what you're saying is, you know, some kids don't know what they want to do yet.
Right.
So,
well, it's like you get to college and then you're almost, you know, aimlessly floating down a stream, kind of trying to figure out what it is.
And that's why sometimes junior colleges are really good. And sometimes,
I think so too.
Because if you don't know what you're doing,
right.
why go away for 4 years and spend
exactly.
your parents' money? Why not go for 2 years,
sure.
figure it out? You've grown up 2 more years.
I really
and then
believe
you,
in that. Yeah.
yeah.
Great transitional
It
period.
Is, or an occupational
Unless
center.
Unless your child's one of those real exceptional ones that just, I mean, some kids just learn faster. Everybody learns differently. And if they are like, hey, I'm ready, I'm blah, 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 I want to take this, and that, they got their little act together, then go for it. Other kids will still get their act together, but they learn it slower. They need that junior college.
And the other thing that I want to say is, you know, having 4 kids, each one of them have their strength.
That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Don't expect them all to be the same, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, because you have to look at them going, okay, so this one does this, but this one isn't as, you know, this one has this
sure.
other strength. And don't compare them. Look at them as all different strengths.
Also, somebody else said about junior college too, which is really true. When you're in high school, it's a whole different transition going to a 4-year, even to a 2-year college, because now it's pretty much like a preview of college. You're on your own. You know, you've got, it's up to you to make sure this locker. I mean, they don't assign a lot of stuff like, you know, they do when you're in high school, you know.
And usually the first year of college is going, oh my gosh, how did I get here?
yeah.
and right. they're like, wait a minute, this
what
is
do I
not
do now?
Like high school, you know.
yeah,
so
totally different
well,
worlds.
I do know we have our next guest on the line. We have Jennifer Holland, and her book is Unlikely Friendships. And she's got 47 remarkable stories from the animal kingdom.
Uh-huh.
So, Jennifer, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you are welcome. And I just want to open up our phone lines if anybody wants to talk to Jennifer or talk to us here on the Kim Pagano Show. You can call us at 805-639-0008 or Facebook us at the Kim Pagano Show. Go ahead. Tell us about your journey.
Well, it's it's been really incredible. I'm my day job, I'm a writer for National Geographic, which is fantastic. And this project was actually with Workman Publishing in New York. We decided that that everyone really responds so wonderfully to stories of interspecies relationships, where one animal gets together with another in a way that you might not expect, and so we thought let's put together a collection of these, and so I pursued almost 100 of them, I think, at the peak, and we ended up with 47 wonderful stories with photographs, and it's really just, I think, an endearing and heartwarming collection.
Oh, you have some beautiful photographs. I think one of my favorite in there is the gorilla with the kitten, and not especially the one where he's holding him, but where he's laying down. You could just almost see him thinking while the cat's just so calm. But the little kitten, actually.
But it's funny, beautiful. I see the golden retriever with the koi fish.
Yeah, that's a trip,
too. Did you guys check that out? I mean, it's really just a trip that all these pictures. So how did you, what was your idea for starting this book?
Well, it came about, I think, a combination of things sort of brought it about, but one of them is just that I feel like it's really a difficult time out in the world with economies collapsing and natural disasters, and, you know, just there's so much bad news out there, and these kinds of stories just really bring hope to people, and you get these photographs online, everyone gets them in their inbox now and then, and the response to them is just incredible, and it just felt like the right time to put something like this out there to make people feel better, and also it as a science writer and sort of a conservation person, it was also an opportunity to talk a bit about animal rescue in some cases and conservation in other cases, and just to kind of get some information out there embedded in these stories that I think is useful to people.
I love that. And, you know, so I'm going to ask you what one of them is your favorite, which I'm sure that's probably really hard. you know, but it's funny because I have... I have two dogs and two cats, and it's funny, my one little dog's been a lot of pain. He's been having stomach aches, believe it or not, right?
Oh.
So, but my little cat comes up and licks him and soothes him, and, you know, it's just, it's so weird. Also, when you also go into a dog park, and you know, here your dogs are able to talk to everybody and run and everything. I just think it's so beautiful.
It really is, and actually, your experience with your dog and cat, there are a couple of stories in the book, and maybe dog-cat combinations aren't as surprising as some, but there are two different stories in the book where one of the animals is blind and the other acts as a seeing eye animal, and so
cool.
I've just found those to both be remarkable stories, but I also enjoy just kind of the wackiness of something like an iguana that befriends a cat.
Exactly.
Because, you know, iguanas, reptiles generally are not cute and cuddly and sweet,
right.
and to see them join together and kind of rub up against each other, and the cat plays with the iguana's tail, and they share a food bowl, and you know, it's just not something you would expect.
Where do you
at all.
Find these stories? Do people send them to you, or do you search them out, or where do you find them?
I've been sort of collecting them in my inbox over time before I started working on the book, and then as soon as the word got out, you know, that I was looking for them, I just was inundated with ideas, because they really are, you know, a lot of people have witnessed something like this with, at least with their pets, and then certainly in zoos and animal sanctuaries and things, sometimes they will put different species together and have interesting outcomes. And then there are some stories in the wild as well. We don't know how often that really happens, but certainly it may be something that's more common than we think.
Jennifer, if anybody's just joining in right now, we're talking to Jennifer Holland, and her book is Unlikely Friendships. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Did you actually go to all these different places, or just people are sending you
pictures? Unfortunately, yeah, not for this. I do travel a lot for my job, but in this case, it was really just logistically, it would have been very difficult. So, and there were so many stories just kind of flooding in. And people who took wonderful photographs, so we were really able to do it without a lot of travel.
That's great.
Yeah, beautiful photographs.
Mm-hmm. It does make you happy just to look through it, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Jennifer. Steve here.
Hi there.
I was looking. I want to know how you get a pit bull, a Siamese cat, and baby chicks all to live together in harmony.
You know, the woman who owns all those animals is a remarkable woman. She's from Estonia, and she now lives in Texas. And she's always had lots of animals, and she just really has a way with them. And she wow. just kind of brought them together, and they just really, really became buddies. And there are wonderful videos on YouTube. The dog, she is Sharky the pit bull. You can actually look him up, and there's some very funny videos of the animals playing together. So it's just a really great household, I think, of critters.
All right. So Jennifer, which one is your favorite?
Oh boy, I'd say for today, I have a special feeling about there's a mutt and dolphins, and this story happened in Israel off of Eilat. And I just love the story because the dog had watched these dolphins day after day playing in the water, and it was almost like the dolphins were beckoning to the dog, saying, come on in, come on in. And eventually he just jumped in, and it became a ritual. Day after day, the dog would show up at the dock and would get in with the dolphins and swim with them. And it just felt like something I would do. So I just really sort of, I get a kick out of this dog just kind of just throwing everything in the wind and just getting in there in the water. So that's my favorite story, I think.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. All right, and so where would everybody find this book? It's kind of just one of those feel-good books, you know, just kind of like you might want to just, and you know, it's funny, I want to, give out our number here at 805-639-0008. If you have any weird or unlikely friendships at home, let us know about it.
It's available on Amazon. You can find it in Barnes & Noble, Borders. I think Price Club and Sam's Club are carrying it now. So it should be in most book retailers should
you
have
know,
it.
You know, it's a great coffee table book. You know, like
that's a great idea, yeah.
Because people just pick it up while you're at a party and you want to get to know people. And what a great way. You could both talk about the same unique little idea there.
There is some really cute pictures in here. So I thank you so much for putting this together.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to do it. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, great. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've been just talking to Jennifer Holland, and her book was Unlikely Friendships. We're going to take a really, really quick break and come right back. If anybody has anything to add to us, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
To welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment. Welcome back. And, you know, I do want to say we've only got a little bit left of our show, but we had so many callers and nobody has gotten the right question. Let's talk about
the right answer.
Let's say it again, what the question is. Basically, we want to find out who got a divorce, right? How many years ago?
It was in 1993.
Okay.
And it was an affluent British couple and they got a divorce. And that was 25 years ago to the date.
So give us a call.
On June 15th. Yeah, so.
Let's just say, and somebody actually just got remarried, or just got married, right? So they're very close to these people,
This does have some timeliness to it, and yeah.
They were actually just possibly out here, right? So they were at the polo. Maybe that would kind of ring a bell. Because it's funny, you know.
Oh, there you go, the phones.
Okay, there you go. But anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. And also, when is the date
and what are we giving away?
I was
really busy with the phone calls. But basically, the show is Undressed for Moorpark College. It's a dance concert, and it's July 28th and the 29th. Both shows start at 7 at night, and it's a really, really great show. It's all student choreographed, student produced, and we always receive great comments. And it's my first time in a dance show, so.
I'm so going to be there, I'm telling you.
So I'm excited too.
That's totally cool. All right, so we'll have to post that too. So we've got two tickets this week and then two tickets another
next week. Yes.
And I think I've got some more tickets because, so just take our names because I think I've got somebody coming from Moorpark that's going to be talking about it and giving away more tickets. So
yeah.
I really love Moorpark College right there. It's just got
Can I call in on my day off?
There you go. I'm telling you. So now we got our phones. I think we gave enough hints away. So
yeah.
Anyways, but all right. So, you know, it's funny. You guys don't have any animals, do you?
Not anymore. You know, once you lose a pet,
It's hard to.
No kids. You know, they're
what kind
gone.
Of pet did you have?
Well, I had a little. It was a mutt. You know, it was a cocker spaniel and lab mix. Smart little thing. I mean, just brilliant. And third day we had it, we had to take it to the doctor. And we were told about parvo. Never heard of that disease, but you know, and I nursed it back to life. But you know, spoonful by drop, eye drop full, and so I got real close to him. And I think that's the danger sometimes when you have pets. You're so close. I mean, to this day, I miss that dog.
Definitely. So. You know, and I do have somebody coming on from Agora Shelter. And, you know, I think we're going to start doing like a little maybe pet of the week or pet of the month, something like that,
nice.
Because there's so many animals out there
need
help and homes and everything. And so I
don't want another one. I'm done.
First of all,
I don't want to go through the hurt and of losing them. But, you know, my age, which is up there, I mean, I'm active, you know, and I really would have to almost find a babysitter.
You don't want to have like a little purse that you carry your dog around?
No. Because then I got to worry about the plane. How am I going to feed it? Where am I going? I mean, I'm traveling right now. So I think maybe when I'm older and more, you know, don't travel as much, I think I would do that.
Jacob, do you have animals?
I actually grew up with two dogs.
What kind of dogs?
A French poodle and a Maltese.
A French poodle.
Yeah.
We had a little poodle
and a Maltese.
Ourselves.
I had
so when I had to go off to college, I really like missed them. So.
Poodles are cool.
Yeah.
Now, was it a big poodle or a little?
Really small.
Toy.
Oh, like
toy one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What color?
Gosh.
White.
Oh,
is that called a tiny toy or
it's
just
a tiny one? Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you bring me a picture?
Yeah, I have pictures.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, it's funny. We actually adopted our little dog, Tuxedo, and he's all black. Okay, you guys are going to laugh, but when I first adopted him, they said he was going to be a black lab. Okay, and he never grew up, okay?
Yeah.
So I do have a black lab, but he's a little dog, and he's so cute, and he's so loving, and he's so timid because he was he was adopted because somebody abused him, and I just think that my heart goes out. It's like... Yeah.
It's like children and animals. They don't have a voice, you know, for themselves. And you really need to be advocates for them.
Well, we adopted our first dog for our son. And you know, we of course, you always hear the husband always says, don't, no dogs, no dogs. And we told him, no, it's a beautiful, it's the fire dog. What do you call him? With all the white Dalmatian. And so we brought him home. And my husband looked at it. He goes, that is not a Dalmatian. It was a Dalmatian mix. He looked like a little cow. But he had been abused by people that hit him over the head. And like every time people would come to our house, he was fearless against other animals. But if a person came to our house, he'd go hide his head under the bed like an ostrich.
Oh, I know. Even my daughter's got a dog. And I'm telling you, there had to be something happened with like a pool man or something that. Yeah. Because he's eaten all of our pool equipment, but you know, needless to say, she's so afraid of it, and she's a pit bull, and you know, they've got a really bad name, but she's the sweetest, loving little dog. Aww. Or big dog, but you know, she thinks she's a lap dog. So, anyways, well, I think we actually we probably have some winners now. Our phones have been going off the hook, and so, you know what we'll do is we'll put it on Facebook. So I urge everybody to look at my Facebook and become a fan. Like my Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show. And also on my website, leave me a message on the website at thekimpaganoshow.com. And if you're not on Facebook, which that's okay too. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is... life makes no guarantees as to what you'll have. It just gives you time to make choices and to take chances and to discover whatever secrets might come your way.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
That is really cool. Jeannie, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
You have a great weekend.
That's right. We're going camping. Oh, my God.
Steve, thank you. Jacob, thank you. And I want to thank all of my listeners for being a part of my show. I hope that you share me with all of your friends and family. And if there's ever anything that you want to announce or you've got something happening around here, please give us a call.
Give us a call.
Absolutely. And if for any reason you missed any part of my show today, remember, it's going to be on again from 3 to 4 every afternoon. So not only do you get me in the morning, you get me in the afternoon. With that, have a really good day. And you know what? Do something really nice for yourself. But you know what? Include one other person, if not more, in that so that we try to make this a better and happier world. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk to you later.
Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? For you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just oh.